sitting here with Aaron Jaws Hamoki. How are you today, Jaws?
I'm doing well. How are you, Jake?
Pretty good. It's been a long weekend, and I'm glad to be back on track down here at the plant. What are you up here in San Francisco doing?
We did a birdhouse demo yesterday with Tony Hawk on the vert ramp. Yeah. And just street skating and shit.
What's your favorite discipline of skateboarding?
My favorite discipline?
Yeah.
Just making myself, hucking myself down stuff, just keep trying it and trying it and trying it.
You could
hopefully
almost
land it.
Until you hopefully land it?
Yeah.
That's the way to look at it. Why do they call you Jaws? Just tell me that one.
From 007 Moonraker.
That would be Richard Kiel, correct? That's his name?
I'm pretty sure you're right.
That is correct. He actually does the Living Daylights. When he jumps out of the airplane, he has to catch James Bond with the helicopter, with the parachute, and then he catches him and he falls off.
Yeah.
That's pretty. And also when he goes off Fozzie Wazoo, the boat, and he's like, who named you Jaws? Do you know the guy's name?
Dakota Servold's older brother.
Ricky? Steve? Jimmy?
His name's Mike.
Mike Servold.
Yep, and he called me that because I had braces, and he came in one night drunk and was like, you look like Jaws from Moonraker.
And it worked. I mean, it's
it worked,
I think it's one of the best nicknames out there. I'm pretty good with nicknames, and I love them, but it's one of those things you're like, do you send him a Christmas card every year and say thanks?
He calls me every once in a while.
Hey, man.
When he's hammered.
when he's hammered,
he calls me. He's, what's up, Jaws?
What's it like growing up in Arizona?
Hot.
Hot?
Lots
reptilian?
Of cactuses.
Reptilian?
Mm-hmm. Lizard style. Like, I go and lay out on a rock like a lizard.
Lick your eyeballs and shit when it gets hot?
Yeah, it's fucking hot, but it's dry, and it's dry, but it's sick. There's lots of good ditches out there and shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You like ditches, terrain, anything. You skate anything, right? I noticed you. That's pretty much the way it works nowadays. People are all-terrain gnarly.
Mm-hmm.
You see people on the street, and you're like, I'm a street skater. You're like, no, I just skate everything, which is cool because it's come full circle, and I really appreciate that. That's a great feeling.
I ain't got no manual tricks, though.
Well, that saved that for, what's his name? The Red Bull kid?
Joey Brzezinski?
Or DeJuan Song. I saw him today just on some video of him fucking skating on bearings, and I was like, come on, kids. Put the wheel companies out of business.
Just only bearings?
Just insides. That's what the kids call them in my neighborhood. Like, you got any insides for that, Jake?
Fuck.
No inside. What's your first song, Jaws? Come on. You get one shot. Hit it off right.
Love Vigilante, New Order.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice little morning jam, so I like to wake up to.
What do you got planned for this coming summer?
This coming summer, we're doing a birdhouse video, so we're going on a trip a month, and I'm doing all those fucking Vans pool contests.
Right?
Going to Australia next.
That's 2 weeks, right?
I'm
trying to get there right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my flight too.
That's the way to do it. I mean, it's not at Bondi; it's in Melbourne. Do you know? Is it a new park? Do you know anything about it?
I don't know anything about it.
Just take me there.
Yeah, just take me there. Let's go. Just take me for the ride.
Can you do kickflip 900s?
I'm working on it.
Working on it. That's kicking nine. See, Tony Hawk made 900 in San Francisco in 1999.
Yeah.
And he started his production company, 900 Films.
Yep.
Which is like, you can do kicky 900 films after you make the kickflip 900 here.
I gotta get the kickflip 540 going.
Well, you just go above that. Just like so
just wing it out.
Well, kicky five, kicky tail grab five.
Has that one been done?
No. That's what I asked Tony Hawk about still 720, and he looked at me hella serious, and he's like, Jake, somebody had to do it. And I was like, why would you do that? I mean,
also, Tony is the, if you bone it, you own it.
No, that's straight. He said that to my face, and that's not possible that I could. He looked at me hella serious because he's like in front side air mode. He's like, you bone it? You own it.
Like, I could see him saying
it. No, it's straight bumper sticker because you see those like, what's the Storage Wars? The guy's all, yep, trademark.
Yeah.
It's like the shit that you see is people that are just like, they want to own everything. It's like, I'm going to make a brand out of, yep, you own it, you own it. Pretty funny shit.
Yep.
Was it weird being riding for the most prestigious company now that Birdman hooked you up? I mean, it's like you were kind of out there for, you didn't have really good sponsors. Now it's like top shelf shit, right?
Yeah, it was a little bit weird at first. Didn't really know what was going on. And then once I started going on trips and Tony started being more involved with Birdhouse.
I know, he took a much more active role, which a long time he was like Willie Santos and the other dudes. And it was hey.
Yeah, so now he's like trying to like, bring his baby back up.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Raise his baby back up. So we're all here, and we got a good squad, and it's fucking fun.
No, it's like, who do you room with when you're on the road? Is it Clint?
It kind of, whoever's ever room has the weed in it.
That's where I'm going to be.
Yeah, so it's usually Clive or Ben's, not really Clint. Clint doesn't smoke, so... Yeah.
Rayborn's the only one. You got a shoe sponsor now? Do you ride for anybody?
Not yet.
Not yet? You're waiting? I told Tony Hawk, I told him yesterday, I was like, start your own fucking shoe company. He's like, I did that before. I forgot that he did.
He did. Hawk shoes.
Hawk shoes. Yeah. I was like, come on. And then he's like, well, I'm riding Riley's shoe now. I was like, yes, it's come full circle.
He doesn't have a shoe sponsor either.
And that's what I said. Well, I go, why don't you hook up with Nike? And he's like, I'm sure they took Drain Baby. Already took the money, which he did. He's already got the money. So.
Nigel took it all.
Oh,
already.
Straight up, cab back lip 18 and your run. I got
oh, God.
Come on,
dude.
What's the next song, Josh?
Oh, shit. I got, let me look.
Nah.
Let me look. I ain't on point with that.
Do you do reggae because you're a weed head?
No, I'm not too much into reggae. Not too much into it. Let's see. What do we got? Let's see here. Because I do like the techno.
I know. It's up to you. It's your music. You can dance all night as long as you you spin out and go deep.
I'll go The Chemical Brothers, Surface to Air.
That's actually Chemical Brothers, they're bearable. They're not too 15,000
exactly.
BPM.
That's what I wasn't going to.
You got to get way down in that hole, man.
Nah. I keep it on the outskirts.
Let's go back to Buster Bale last year. You remember that? That was a pretty sick session.
Clippers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you remember when you said to me, you're like, I was like, hey, you wait till these dudes do this and then kick the melon grab.
You had me stalling.
And you were like doing laps around there and I was like,
trying to keep the body warm.
Right, well, you were doing little stretches and shit and everybody's like trying. I mean, Paul Hart switch heel flip 5-0 was sick as fuck.
Shane, big spin back.
No, that was ridiculous. I mean, the shit was going off. That level of skateboarding was like, wow. Yeah. I mean, it's sick when you see it live like that.
Yeah.
But when you're like, you know, I mean, after Devin Apello broke a bunch of boards doing it, but then you kickflip insurance, took it down the mountain. That's fucking gnarly.
You guys called me the day before and you're like, can you go over that thing? And I was like, I've never been there. If you guys fix it up good, I might be able to. And Schmitty was saying back 180.
No.
And I was like, fuck.
Fuck,
I mean,
no.
If I can do the kickflip grab over it, I'll just kickflip grab. So, and it ended up working out. And you had me stall, wait the last person
what
to
was
go.
That fucking, that's the way, it's kind of like a demo, right?
Yeah, and now the subscribe page in the mag.
Right, there's me and you
hallelujah.
Together. Hallelujah, I found it. That's sick. Well, you see, people, they read the magazines and they come at me with the most obscure shit. You're like, really? It's really true. It's kind of crazy because we do the print thing and then the web content and all the instas and all the shit. So we have a pretty amazing fucking people out there that pay attention, which is amazing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, Thrasher being fucking the oldest thing and since Crust. It's fucking great.
Since Crust.
Do you remember
does.
Your first Thrasher?
Fuck. You know what? If you probably went out on the wall, I could probably point it out. But
well, when did you start? 10 years ago?
I started when I was 12, so 2002.
Right, so that must have been Trujillo Skater. No, Trujillo Skater of the Year, that was about right.
Could have been.
2000, I mean, Appleyard and fucking Rolly were tag teaming the world as far as Arto. It was a pretty brutal time.
My first video was Sorry.
Of course. How many times did you play the grooves out of it?
Fuck yeah.
Of course you did.
Dude. Sorry, I'm just reminiscing how good that shit is.
No, it's crazy because especially now with the instant society we live in, that people don't get, there's no anticipation. It's like, by the way, you see Ricky did it, you're like, who the fuck is Ricky?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? With it, seriously, you're like, Nacho did it? Some South American dude, Nacho, who?
Dude, Alex Chalmers from that video.
I know, straight Chalmers.
That was a shit flyouts, dude.
No, he did that one at Skip Stitch into the bank and then David G cake flipped it.
Yeah,
that's like ridiculous because we get a whole sequence in the mag was like color big shot and then taking it way down the mountain, and then David G kickflipped the fucking thing.
Yeah, fuck.
That's pretty sick shit. I mean, okay, what's next song, Josh? Come on.
Come on, next one.
Have another song. We can get a couple more. Actually, so go.
All right, let's see. What else do we got?
You know what I like.
I'm going to go with this one. This is one that we play on the trips all the time. Gets the spirit up. It's called Love Will Guide You by Shinichi Asawa.
Okay, so how about this? What do you think of when you're about to do the big shit? Do you get on me not reading the thing in the magazine? You don't think of it. You just go blank, right? You have to.
You have to blank the mind. If you think of too much stuff, you get clogged up and
you had to set up a board. You had to put risers and shit. You had to make a board that was special for the 25 Leon, right?
Yes, I did.
So that was like you've been back. You went back there twice.
Yeah,
I mean, that's like
that was like a heavy buildup on my brain.
Right.
That's why I had you guys send my dad out with me.
Oh, that's.
I was like, fuck yeah! If I need someone there.
Somebody that knows me better than me is probably my dad.
Exactly. So it's just like, but yeah, that was like a big buildup. On the brain, but right before it's done, like right before you're going, try to blank the mind out and just go. Otherwise, you're thinking too much shit.
When you got the ticket to go around the world, I mean, are there any places you haven't gone that you want to go to? I mean,
Iceland.
Iceland?
I want to go to
Iceland. It looks beautiful, doesn't it?
Yes, I would like to go there. That's just one place that I've never been to, but I've always looked at and like that place looks sick.
Do you ever put tourism in a lot of those trips that you go on? Do you ever take time to go to the museums or check out the life?
Only on birdhouse trips.
Just only on birdhouse trips.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the shit's like just so kitty,
yeah,
kitty,
yeah.
Hammer.
Exactly.
I mean, you work like a dog for the decline video and that shit just went out of business. I mean, fuck, what's the deal?
Fuck. That sucked.
That was like,
sucky.
What the fuck? I mean, especially because we put them up in the mag. We did the whole juice and the shit, and they just fucking clowned out.
Yeah, they just pulled the plug. They pulled the plug for no. I mean, I don't really know the backstory too much on it, but
still,
it's done. I mean,
it's like fucking weak when we, you know, it's like when do you cut the line? It's like this ain't selling. It's like okay, it's big in Uruguay.
Fucking Blake switch trade 5-0 to handrail for his part. Straight on to Nike.
By the way, straight to that.
Yeah.
What do you think about the way the shoe company's taken over everything? It's kind of weird, right?
Yeah, it's all fucked.
It is kind of no, it sucks because that's like, you know.
Yeah, the whole system is kind of getting fucked. But
we used to go on road trips with board companies, and now it's just like, you know, clothing companies and shoe companies. Now it's like really different.
Yeah.
It's changed the dynamic quite a bit. The road trips are much more. This is how it is. We got three dudes waiting in the lobby to tell you what you're going to skate some bump to bar. You're like, fuck, man.
Yep. Now everyone's sitting here on their phones looking at spots, pictures, trying to find, where's a pin? Send me a pin.
Take me there.
Yeah.
That sucks because it's just, once again, there's no anticipation. You know what I mean? Like the video, like Plan B video is coming out. We were like, it's coming. I mean, now it's.
I didn't even watch that till it was on Netflix.
Really?
Yeah, that's how much anticipation. I was just like, dude.
What? It happened already? Somebody at the skate park the other day told me this. I made up this trick, and then he did a slob grab, and I was like, oh, okay.
he did a slob grab.
Yeah, but he was like, but he's a little kid, and he's I made this trick up, and I was like, well, that's cool that you can think you made it up. That's funny, but people have been doing that one for 20, 30 years probably now. So.
Oh shit! That's funny.
What do you got? Any magnanimous achievements we can look to see in the future, Jaws? You going to kickflip something big? You still haven't done my 24 set down here in the city.
Man, that wind. That wind is what fucks you up on that thing.
It looks like
wind
a perfect
just,
takeoff.
Yeah, the wind's just constantly blowing towards you. We went there back when I was on iPath. You called me
from
my house. And you're like, you and your boys. You said your iPath fags. You and your iPath fags.
And where are they? They're out of business, too.
You and your iPath fags, come up here trying to do this. I remember because I... Yeah.
That was fucking awesome.
I know, iPath.
Get Freddie Gall. Freddie, I'll roll into anything. Nah, Freddie ain't rolling into much right now.
But we went and looked at it. And then
Justin Brock, they clowned us on the real ad like he's doing it. It's like, come on, dude. That's fake. You're wasting money. That's like when you have advertisings and you always have fake money and fake weed and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it doesn't work.
No,
real money. you ever have a check that says Jaws on it and you go to the bank and you can't cash it because it says Jaws? Has that ever happened?
No, but one time I got kicked out of a spot and then a cop goes, "Which one of you guys is Jaws?" And I was like, "What the fuck?" And he's like, "Yeah, your name in this, your alias in the system is Jaws." I was like, how do they
it
know that?
Came up, the police, somebody, some kid probably ratted himself out and said, I'm Jaws. It's like, yeah, you are Jaws? No, that dude right over there is Jaws.
Yeah, but yeah, that's the same with why you asked me why I signed that shit Jaws, how I signed not autographed Jaws, because I've signed it to little kids. Like,
go, who's Aaron
Mookie?
Who's
little
that?
Little kid will go look at it and go, who is this? I thought you're Jaws. And I was like,
hold on. It's a long story.
And then so I signed a Jaws.
You got another song, Jaws? Jaws, Aaron, Alt Aaron. You have a brother that skates, right?
I do. His name's Andrew.
Is he banging like Dan Liu's brother? Are they good? Oh, he actually got a photo graffiti photo just 2 months ago.
Who, my brother?
Your brother?
Yeah?
I do believe he had a photo graffiti photo.
He had a photo graffiti, I think, on the
he's nose bonking a wall.
Yes, that was my dump truck, the tail dropping in the dump truck. That one. My brother knows.
Keep it all in the family. See, I remember that.
That is sick that you know that. All right. We're going to go next one. Take it to a different city, Modest Mouse.
Aw, Modest Mouse. Isaac Brock.
Hey, dude.
Hella kittens.
Tony did laundry at Isaac Brock's house.
No way.
We didn't get to go. We didn't get invited. but Tony did.
I got high with Isaac Brock in 2002.
Yeah.
He was down here a long time ago. He was buying some drugs in the Tenderloin. He got his jaw broken and...
Oh shit!
He fucking off, and he got parked pretty hard. But that's now he's a car commercial dude. Now he's figured it all out. I like that.
Yeah,
it's good to see when people put it together at the end of the rainbow. Who do you like to skate with when you think about it at the end? Like Ricky, Jimmy, Steve. I mean, the guys that you grew up with. Any of them? Dakota's pro. So,
Dakota's pro. I do love skating with Dakota.
Like, since you were little kids, I was interviewed. Wes Kramer, and he knew Marius Ivan since first day of first grade. That's fucking insane.
Wow, that is
Marius
insane.
Is like gnarly as fuck.
Yeah, I've known Dakota since like third grade or fourth grade or something like that.
Right, when you first got your first boards and shit?
Second board.
He lives across the street from you, correct?
He lived behind me
for a little bit. And it was like, hey. And no matter what you ever went through, girls, broads, anything, you're always just skateboard dudes.
Always
right?
skating. My dad would take us to the skate parks. His mom would take us to the skate parks. It's fucking the best.
That's sick.
I love skating with him. I like skating with Clint Walker.
Clint's
hella
good,
fucking
too.
Gives me so juiced.
Clive!
Yeah.
Clive!
Does that, dude? Dude, he does the dude.
Dude, and the Cocoa Beach Clive, that's my guy. Yeah. Hey, guy.
Yeah, Clive. You got me back, Clive.
You got me, Clive. I was just in Colombia where he tried to do that lip slide, and he got parked so hard. He tried to ollie out to lip slide, Clive.
Oh, shit, you were there?
No, I wasn't there, but I was there just 2 days ago.
You saw that?
I saw the spot, and I was like...
Dude, yeah.
This random dude, this kid we were with, he back nose one the 16 right around the corner from there.
Jesus.
I was like, who is this kid? Some little, like, he had a rainbow wife beater. South American surprise. I was like, dude, this dude's going down. What's your last song, Josh? You get one more song on the way out.
One more on the way out. On the way out. Let's see here. I got to look through my
scroll through my Rolodex.
My song selection.
My songs.
This is just one that I've been jamming that you would definitely not like. 100 by Tiga.
Tiga. All right. I'm going to ask you one more bunch of questions and then we're out of here. That's fine. You can figure out what we want. When you think of Thrasher, what do you think, Josh?
Raw.
Real thing? Real
time? Real.
It's real, right?
Real
skateboarding,
raw.
It's real.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's just skateboarding at the rawest extent that it can be.
That's the best feeling in the world when people ask me, like, I know Thrasher. You're like, really? You know it? You know what I mean? It's kind of funny because it's such a, you know, like skateboarding is such a, you know, you had to find skateboarding in life,
which
is rare. Mm-hmm. And then when the Thrasher tells you about, you know, this is cool, this is, you learn a lot.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Pay attention and just learn from that shit.
Yeah. Let's see. Did you have jump ramps in your house?
Yes, my dad built me.
Building JRs?
Yeah, little JR, a little jump ramp. Learning the good old melon grab off
that. Can you knuckle drag off one? Can you still do a 360 off one? Rocket 360?
Yeah, I got you on that.
Did you judo?
Nah.
Saran wrap.
Saran wraps. I got one of those.
I could see that way you chop these. You actually put your knees through your chin before from landing a
yes,
big jump?
Yes, I have done. I've done that multiple times.
That's like putting it right down?
Yeah, kneed myself in the chin multiple times. I haven't got to the point of getting stitches, but I made it bleed and shit.
That's commitment. What do you think about the one when you see kids coming up? Do you see, like, the future looks bright? I think it does. Every time I go skateboarding, I'm like, these kids are fucking good.
Yep. I already got kids that send me direct messages over Instagram of them, like, ollieing off roofs and shit. Like, check out what I did because of you. And, like, they're, like, ollieing off big-ass roofs, and they're, like, 8 years old. And I'm like...
With lids on, hopefully.
yeah,
with helmets. Please, their parents are filming. Look at my kids. Because I used to think skate moms were bad, but skate dads are 10 times worse. People are like, that's my kid. You're like,
oh, yeah. I've had to tell my dad to, you know, calm down before.
Stand down a little bit. Yeah. Because, you know, there's excitement, you know.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It makes you feel pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah.
All right, who's Skater of the Year this year, Joss?
Fucking Grant Taylor again. Why not?
I know. Somebody told me the other day, they're like, why don't you just give it to Grant every year? I was like,
he's so good to watch.
No, he's so liquid, and he's such a nice guy, too.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's weird because
we were just at his house in Atlanta.
Hotlanta. I was just with him in Columbia.
Thomas Taylor.
His daddy.
His dad is crazy. Talk about crazy dads. There you go.
The skateboard shop. One match. Burn it all down.
Oh, God.
Well, Joss, thanks for coming by.
Hell
always,
yeah,
a pleasure, Joss.
Thank you, dude. Thrasher, I love you forever. Thank you for everything you've done for me. Just keep it raw.
Keep it real. Thanks.